Vamila, have you been rummaging to find catnip again? Vamila, very, very funny. Have you had an invisibility potion? Vamila? Oh, what do we have here? Good evening. May I ask what you're doing in my cupboard, where you clearly do not belong? Do not freeze, girl. Answer me. Did Solo put you up to this? She did, didn't she? Speak. You must have balls if you'd break into a witch's dwelling. So have enough balls to speak. She did, that little bitch. Well, unfortunately, she picked you this time. What did she promise you? Indulge me. Riches, magic, a familiar. A cure? Indulge me, what for? You cannot break into my house, girl, and will not answer my questions. Such a terrible thing, Runecamp. I've lost many a good friend to it. Of course, most of the time I drew the rune, but that is irrelevant. Your mother, what a terrible shame. She must have angered a very powerful sorceress. So, what did she ask you to get her? Blue Tangle? Ah, the Siren's Mark. I see, I see. Silly, silly girl. It is not an ingredient from the cure in which you speak. You see, Sol is a Charlton. She moves from city to city, town to town, gathering ingredients for spells and potions she has no way of making. A clever business, I grant her. Rare ingredients such as mine sell for a hefty coin. But they are in my possession for a very good reason. I know exactly how to use them. I can make the potions, I can make the curses and cures and magic. You ask for my help? You break into my house and now ask for my help. You're lucky I don't ruin the rest of the people you love. You have little to offer me. I have no need for gold, for any of your mortal needs. Stop crying, stop crying. I won't kill you. You're just a small girl trying to help her family. I know you're not a child, but I am centuries old, so forgive me for calling you small. How innocent are you, girl? Just maybe you could have one thing I need. Let me spill it out for you. Have you been touched? No. Interesting. You see, I do take payments for potions and spells and the like. I take payment through favors. And if you want to see Mommy Dearest again, you're going to have to grant me a very special favor, my girl. You see, you have an ingredient, one that cannot be bought. You're going to give me your flower. Don't look so shell-shocked. Ingredients are fickle things. They can be as powerful or as non-magical as is the gland from which it came, but actions hold a lot of power. I'm not going to force you. This is your life. Well, your mother's life. And if you wish to save it, then I've already told you what you must do. accept. What are you doing? Why do you look so nervous? I am not going to hurt you, girl. I have no need to. Just your virginity. Good, good. Now I can change into many forms. It will not be hard for me to create a member. That is far, far better. How would you like to do this, girl? Would you like to bend over and have it done with? Or would you like me to make it comfortable? I see. You will be more powerful if you are aroused. So, I will let you out of my cupboard. If you feel bold, I will not chase you. No. Do you mean that you really will give me your favor? You're more useful than I thought you were going to be, girl. Now, let me take off that tunic. You are beautiful. So pure. So untouched. So unaware. So innocent. I can smell it. Do you have a man? The man who was going to take this on your wedding night? Oh, I assure you, my sweet, I will make things much, much better for you. I'm going to need you to hold this for me. You see, it is not something that can be captured. It is not a liquid that I can put into a simple bottle. But you holding this crystal for me as you orgasm for the first time, it will do well enough. Are you scared, girl? Or excited? Are your pants in anticipation or fear? A bit of both, I see. I have been cold for millennia. You are so warm and flushed. So beautiful. Come, let me put you down on my bed. It's soft, huh? I do not need to sleep often, but it is nice to have creature comforts. Now, are you ready, sweetheart? Are you ready for me? Don't worry, I haven't made anything too big. I don't want you to be in pain. Your pleasure is what I am capturing. Look at me. There's a good girl. You seem to want this, don't you? And there it goes And there goes your purity, darling. Yes. You're so tight and warm around me. It is intoxicating, to say the least. You are really enjoying this, aren't you, darling? I can assure you, your husband would have wanted to be quick, would have wanted to take you as quickly as he could, but not me. I want you to feel every inch slowly coming in and out of you. Your moon said all, sweetheart. Was this what you expected? Did you expect your flower to be taken by a witch for my spells, for my needs? You and your purity will always be in my possession, unable for you to reach it. Yes, such a good girl. You really are very, very sweet. I'm almost glad Sol tricked you. Such a good girl, my sweet. I think you could take bigger. Do you think? Yes. Let me just... That is good. The bigger I get, the tighter you feel around me, baby. Such a good girl. So good. And you make me feel very good. I may not need food or drink or money, but the pleasure of a woman will never go amiss to me. You seem to be getting tighter and tighter around me. Huh? Yes. Do you want more? Do you want me to go faster, harder into that tight little pussy of yours? Yes. So very good for me. So good. So good. Clench it tight. Clench that crystal tight. Because all the pleasure you feel into it. That's it. That's it. So very good. So very good. Are you close? Not that you'd know, but I do. I can feel you convulse around me. Such a good little girl for me. Such a pathetic human giving up part of their soul to me. That's it. Come for me, sweetheart. Yes, give your first orgasm to me. Give me your purity. Give me part of you. Let me control you. Let me have your sexual desires, your wants, your fantasies, your needs. Think of them all and clutch that crystal tighter, sweetheart, as you only get tighter and tighter around me. Good, good, good. Yes, such a splendid, good girl, aren't you? Yes. Do you feel better? Knowing you have saved your mother and experienced true pleasure. You don't have to go so quickly, sweetheart. If you want to spend some time, I have many ointments to relax you. You see, I don't hold it against you that you come looking for ingredients in my house. I would have held it against you if you didn't give me what I desired, but that is besides the point. Would you wish to stay? Maybe have a cup of tea? Good. I promise you, by the time you get home, your mother will be healed. No harm will come to her ever again. Now, give me that crystal, sweetheart. Maybe I forgot to mention. As you have given a part of your soul to me, I do now control that area of you. You feel your pussy burning again? I wonder why. I think you'll be coming back to my hut a lot. Maybe you will even belong in my cupboard at a time. But first, tea, don't you think? Good. Good. For a human, you have proven quite useful.